Okay. So basically, Sif Aleph through Hey seems to be one, you know, the basic Yisoidus of Kuf Chaf Aleph, Sif Aleph through Hey, the basic Yisoidus of Hagalas Kalim. Various different Patim of which Kalim, how to do Hagalah, when to do Hagalah. Sif Vav is the halacha of Cham Iksasa, Cham Kuloi, the Sugi by itself. And Sif Zayin is the end of the Gemara, is the halacha of Sakinim. So those last two will do by themselves. And I'm just going to speak out some of the different various Yisoidus and Shtek Batarius Hakdama. Some of the different sugyas that we're gonna touch on in Sif Aleph through Hey. You know, the Torah itself is all, like you saw, the Torah is, you know, back and forth, it's not in order. Basically, Sif Aleph through Hey has to be done together. And, fine. This is the basic parsha of, the parsha of Hagalas Kalim. So the parsha of Hagalas Kalim is the same parsha as Tfilas Kalim that we've been learning for the last 2 months. And, the MS is, like we saw, by Tfilas Kalim, it's not even Mefurish. Could be, there is no parsha of Tfilas Kalim with Torah, could be Tfilas Kalim is Midar Abanan. Like the Taz Paskins. Mashi Inkin, the Etzim Parsha, is really explicitly speaking about the halachas of Klei Midyan of Hagalas Kalim. And what is that? That's what the Pasuk is referring to. Aches Azov is Hakesif, Senechesh is Abarz, Sabdil is Haifares, Koldavar Shayava Be'esh, Tavira Be'esh V'Toyer. All these various different types of metals that you take from the Gayim, anything that they used, Be'esh, Tavira Be'esh V'Toyer. Ach Menid Yischata, that's Tomen Taira. So we saw Bishaito that Rashi learns that's talking about Tfilas Kalim, because Rashi learns Tfilas Kalim is the Raisa. The Ramban, other Rishonim learn that Kol Asher Lo Yavoi Ba'esh Tavir B'Mayim means to wash off the Ba'ein. That's also from the Seder of Hechsher Kalim, to wash off the Ba'ein any mamashos of tarifus that you have on the Kli. So the first basic question, which we're not gonna spend, you know, too much time on. And the basic question is if Hechsher Kalim is to get rid of the machal sasuris, to get rid of the tam of tarfas. So what do you need this parsha for, machal? I mean, it's tarfas. We have different parshas. Say lo yisochel kol tamei. You're not allowed to eat behemis tmeis. So what do you need this parsha for? So, kayadua, in the third parak of Psachim, there's a machlokus tenoim, and Rabbi Akiva learns the whole chiddush of the concept of tam kikr, learns it from klei midyan, from gulei midyan. And that what's being mischadish in this parasha is hagufa. But who said that when the goy cooks chazer, and the chazer goes into the doifnei hakli, and when you cook in that kli, the tam of that chazer comes out into noodles, who said that's a problem? So that's the chiddush, that's the famous sugi of tam kikr, which is not our sugi right now, even though we are definitely overlapping somewhat. How do we know Tam Kikr, says Rabbi Akiva, we know it from here. Meaning, who said that when the Torah said not to eat Nevelos and Trefus and Chazer, meant not to eat just the Bain, also not to be worried about the Tam that could go into a pot and come back? Yeah? That's Shittas Rabbi Akiva. And the Emma says, even the Chachamim over there, even if you don't learn from the Chiddush of Tam Kikr, like we saw in the Gemara by Yasanai Vav, it could be because you hold that the Tam is Pagum. And if the Tam is Pagum, so then there's no problem of Tam. It could be only because of the pad is Pagum Tam. Ramaisa, there's the Sefer Mati Yehuda in Siman Tov Mem Zayin. You know, there's a few simanim in Hilchos Pesach, which also deal extensively with the halachas of Hagalas Kalim for Pesach. So the Mati Yehuda in Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, so he brings a raya from this Etzem Sugya, something we were discussing the other day. He brings a raya from here that Blias in a pot, that we're being Hagalah, we're doing that which we're doing Hagalah, the Blias in a pot, do not have a din of being Be'ain. Yeah, they have a din of only being blias, do not have a din of Be'ein, Haraya, that's where we learn the din of Tam Kikr, so they have a din of Tam, that's where we learn the sugi of Tam Kikr. And the Maisi is coming Lafuke Pritayr, the Pritayr learned, like you mentioned, there is a Shita Mechrein, the Pritayr, he's coming Lafuke Pritayr, does say that no, the blias in a pot are considered Be'ein, they're considered Ramashas. Yeah, and the only time they have a din of Tam is once they go into the Tarevis, and then they're not Nikr, and they're in the Tarevis, they're called not Ramashas. Possibly. Possibly. Probably not, but possibly. But that's really what the Matthew is saying, and I think that's the conventional understanding, is that the bleeds inside a pot are called Tam, they're called not Be'ein. Let's say you learn Tam Kikr's Derabanan, famous Shitas Rashi learns Tam Kikr's Derabanan. If you learn Tam Kikr's Derabanan, what do you do with the whole parasha over here? So the Maisa is a Rashba, and the Sugi of Tam Kikr in Chulin, the Rashba says that it could be it's a Chiddush Dafka by Kli Goyim. So Jayas HaKosov, you take a Kli from Goyim that has a Tumas Goyim inside, so then there's a special parasha of Hechsher. But if a woman trips up a pot in the kitchen, there's no parasha the Raisa B'chal of Tam Kikr. Yes?
Is there an option that
I'm just saying now, right? What I'm saying now for Rashi, the Rashi says the same Rashi. Rashi holds there are shitas. It's a shayla had on Rashi before shishim, after shishim. But there's a shita out there. The Tam Kikr is the Rabbanon. There is no parsha of Tam Kikr. So and this is certainly not that parsha, right? So the Rashi says. So the Rashi says it's Tirsa Kasim.
I'm saying, let's say you found Tam Kiyagun in some other in Vayikra somewhere. Fine. And this is the, you would still need this parsha.
Why?
To tell you how to
be
Maksha? Yeah.
Fine. Let's say I didn't have this parsha, but I had a good scientist. Would that be enough?
Maybe you have to break it. Maybe you can never use it.
I have a scientist. You're saying it's just my mushes. I should get rid of it. I have a scientist. Will teach me how to get rid of it. So this is partially what's bothering Nechreim. Why? Why not? If I have a piece of pig in the pot, I want to use the pot. So I don't need a parson turn. I'll just say, take the pig out. And now use the pot.
I don't know what really gets it out.
Okay, so I can obviously say maybe we need the Gilui HaKrat to tell us exactly how to do it, what to do it, when to do it, maybe. I'm just saying, Luch Eira, it would be shaykh to learn on our own.
You're saying but even in Cheres, that's in, if you put it back in the kiln, it's also played, so you can't, you're never going to get to that temperature. It's just a mitzvah, you get the treifas set. It's not a din break it.
Yeah. So that's why we're coming out to the point. Either you're learning Tam Kekar or it's a special Xeris HaKasov, that Tumas Goyim, like the Rashi doesn't call it. Fine. That's number one. Now, Lamaisa, just as a small Hagdama, this is probably very open and you do it to everyone here, that why do you need Haggalah though? I mean, Haggalah we're saying is the parsha in the Torah that was either Neschadish Tam Kekar or learning Tam Kekar somewhere else, whatever it is, but the point is the Hakpada, why are we doing Haggalah? So we shouldn't end up eating Tarfas. How are we going to eat Tarfas? Because the Tarfas is going to be Nivla in Tarfu. So what? We know Bittul B'shishim, Zerei B'sheila. We know Machal Sosur is about the B'shishim. So what's the problem? So the Teretz is, Pashut, just speaking out, Tvarim Pshutim, Teretz HaKdama, like the Gemara in Chul and Daf Tzadik Zayin and Beis says, and like we see, like we know there's a big Machal Kishoyin, Machayin, Tzimin Tzadikhez, Neredeo, that we don't know, because once you cook in a pot and you don't know exactly how much the kli is balei, there's no way to check. You can't open up the door and look inside. So this is the sugya of Misharinan Keneged Kulay, and we assume that as much as you cooked and cooked, maybe if you cooked this pot a lot, a little, whatever it is, we assume that Kedei Kulay went inside. If you cook 10 kazesim of chazer, we assume there's 10 kazesim full inside the dofin kli. Now this is an afkamina, because if someone take a brand new kli and cook just one half kazayas, one kazayas of chazer, we know then that this taka only one kazayas of chazer in this pot, and if you cook 100 kazesim of dover kusher inside, your food would not be usher. Do I need a parsha of Hagolas Kalim for that? It's not going to ask your food. There's no chai. Not going to eat tarfas. Okay, so let me have a different sugya called Imvat Lishlechat Chilo. Just pass the Darbanim, pass the Daraiso. Not our sugya. But you just have to realize that Hagolas is taking care of various different problems. But there are clouds taking care of a problem. We don't know how much Isra is coming out. So Lamaisa, it could really ask for the food. But even if it can't ask for the food, there's a problem. Imvat Lishlechat Chilo, that's what you have to get rid of. Why? If you hold Tam Kekar and it's Binyam, you can ask your food with Daraisa. Tam Kekar. What? No. Shishim's Daraisa. She's very Bashir. Tam Kekar, that's the Shah of Tam Kekar. Now, and we have to know this is Takan Ogei. I'm just pointing this out. This is not, again, not really our Sugya, just Bateras Hakadama. That once you're holding by a kli, very often, not very often, sometimes this is Takah Mitzvahs, that a kli, we know how much is in there, we know how much tarfas is in there, we know how much chalav, whatever is in there. And then the only problem is Eimat Nesachat Chila, then there are various atayim, that's the whole sugya of Darka B'Shefa, which is going to show up in Kuchav Beis, I don't know if we'll get to that, but sometimes Takah, you could have Isser in a kli, and we will permit the usage of that kli, even maybe Ben Yomo, usually not Lamaisi, we won't matter Ben Yomo, but some Paiskim, including Mechaber, when there's Darka B'Shefa, sometimes the Takah don't require Haggalah. Like the Machaber Paskin's Darka B'Shefa. If you have Darka B'Shefa, you don't need Haggalah because Taka will go in. So, okay, so just trying to clarify what exactly this Pasha is coming to do. It's coming to take care of Machal Sasuras. It's coming to make sure you don't Issa Chatkila. And like we're going to see, Ruba, the only thing Haggalah's Kalim is doing is being Yitzazayin Exam and Darbanan of Eina Ben Yoma or to Ben Yoma. Because once the time and the clear is Eina Ben Yoma, it doesn't affect your food whatsoever. It doesn't ask your food because we Paskin Tam Pagam is Mutter, like we saw in the Gemara by us. Okay. Okay, so now let's just so what are the different sugyas we have in the parasha here? So the first one of the shayles we have, the first pasuk in the parasha of Gilui Midyan is Aches Azov Isakesef Isanechosh Isabar Zalbadilav Soifars. So we spoke Tfilas Kalim about the six, the shisha mini matris. What about other mini matris? Gemara says chuchus derabanan. We spoke about different types of metals, aluminum, pash, also derabanan. Dafka these six, not others. Now lamaisa again. This is all just learned out b'teras limud b'teras halimudim. What's mefurish being said over here is going on hagala. So what about hagala on things that are not mentioned here? What about hagala on kli'etz kli'evin? Okay, so I'm not getting into the sugya now. What? I was coming on to Matayra and Chanami, but Lamaisa and Chanami. And unless we have a Reba for Kol Devar Sheva Be'esh, you have to know. I'm saying, so this is one of the sugyas that we're going to go into, which is the Shaila of which Chomarim. Now, bederech klal, our pots are metal. Now, metal, it's mefurish that all types of metal, kli shatef, all types of metal, it's shayach, hagolas kelim.
Meaning the say explicitly all metal.
Yeah. Mechayr, it's going to be deraisa, so just because, mechayr, it's because tam kekra, right? Meaning, what are you saying? That
like, how could you say we said tefilas kelim? All these achronim.
So tefilas kelim and lagabe toma is a meal. The parsha. So once you say it's lav dafka lagabe hagola, Alamai is like Eli saying that that what's the dafka shabai is lagabe ach mini diyischata lagabe tomentaira. Okay, so we're gonna have to see. So Anachanami. We're gonna have to see. Look, because Lamais is Mefurish that Kli eats, and the Kli Evan is Machloikis, but Pastin Kli Evan is also Shaykh Hagala. So, Kli Shatav means metal. Yeah, it means something that's possible to do Hagala on. So, Lamais like this. Lamais is Mavur in the Rishonim, Alpi Mishnais, Gemaras, it's in Pastin Tafnan Aleph that Klei Adama and Klei Glolim. Made from different types of Gloli Behema or Klei Adama, some type of earth Keli, not Cheres. It's also Shayach Hagala. And Maisel, Lashonis and Rishonim are there that only Cheres is the only thing that the Gemara says, it's not Yetzim Dedefi Olim, you can't get out the Blias. Hagala doesn't work on a Kli Cheres. And that's why we Bederech Klal, Kli Cheres and porcelain, these things we don't do. Klei Adama, no, Klei Adama is something that it's Shayach. You can yes do Hagala, it's not Cheres. And the Gemara says the difference. Rishonim say a lashon that one was over kivshon aish. One went through a kivshon, didn't go through a kivshon. That's a chelik. So what's the very megeya shaila is the shaila of plastic. Can you do hagol on plastic kelim? So Moshe has a tshuva. Logish Moshe. With Klachayad, he was asked this shaila, and he just says, "Vidaver klimi rubber mehani hagala hine. A rubber shehu me'eitz." If it's me'eitz, it's fine. Aval yesh rubber she'ena me'eitz. Ela mitarev is minim kim, which is our plastics are made from various different types of chemical stuff. Shu davar chadash le'nimsa b'divrei kadmonim ein lahatel lahagilim. Moshe says you can't be matel to be magal. Many other achronim.
Is that just because you don't give a reason?
He says we don't know because we weren't told information about this, so we have to maybe be choshes like Harris. Nice that the chush is made, the plastic kalem are very much, you know, if you use them many times, or even like baby bottles, or even katsinin, they absorb very much, and like sometimes they get, you know, the bleas really get in there, like you can't get it out, they get discolored, and players. I don't know if that's a right or not a right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm saying usually they get to a point where they get discolored, and you can't get, it seems to be that you can't get them clean, there's something in there you can't get out, that's what it seems. Ramesh is saying, I don't know, and therefore you can't be made. The ma'isa many achrenim, talking about haintika achrenim, you know, so many achrenim were bakel because they said, you know, the few other shayim say that it's over b'kivshon ha'esh t'cheres. The plastic obviously doesn't go into kivshon ha'esh because any plastic goes into kivshon ha'esh doesn't come out. And so there's various achrenim. There's a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. Okay, so they make it. I think he's referring to after its finishing touches. So the Minchas Yitzchak Gimel Samach Zayin points this out. Says Eliezer and Dalet Vav. One of these farim quoted something b'shem Rabbi Yashiv that he also is makel. And it seems that definitely, you know, for so some places can say for Pesach Shmi Machmir during the year it could be Mekel. Other places can say if it's some kind of for plastic, magal plastic, don't do it for Pesach. Others say don't do it at all if it's not a hefsibur, just a spoon, just a knife, just a little thing, just plastic, so don't be Mekel. But there are certainly many Mekelim, and it seems to be definitely an accepted psak that if it's going to be certainly by some kind of considerable hefsid, yesh makom lahakol to not well plastic. They're chalot in a gate. That's what we have plastic. They're chalot. It's plain as zachen. It's few shekel. Usually it's not a gear to be a smisser. Why not? That's a myth. Some achrenim say that there's a chash of chayis, but kipshuta, it's not a problem. That's okay. You have to look in these tshuvas. I'm just pointing this out to Ein Sham that they say something gets derech tashmisha b'kach. There's no dama chayis because of dama paki. Something gets used all. So let's say you have something that goes, special plastic goes in the oven, or okay,
yeah,
oven you would be leaving.
Don't get in the yoyra, assuming if you leave it in boiling hot water, it gets solved.
Okay, so you have to know. And Hanami, that's one of the chashos. Also, maybe there's a dumb machayas thing. I can do it properly, but there's definitely a makom in the place that stands plastic ladles. If someone sticks it in the wrong thing, whatever it is, it's plastic. So if it's an issue of hagala, leaven obviously can't do it. Leaven will burn it. There is an accepted psak in the achrenim, and that there are those who have this psak, you know, Bishufi, others say, hey, Pesach not, Hefsid Mu'at not, but there's definitely an accepted thing, certainly Hefsid Mu'at as well, to be Samechon, to be Magal, plastic Bifrat, that our Hagal is done on Ein Ben Yomer, we have to keep in mind, it's only the Rabbanon, it's only Shai Lav Gzir, Ein Ben Yomer, Otu Ben Yomer. What? Hagala is done on Eid Ben Yomer. Once we wait for Eid Ben Yomer, we're not.
Hagala would work if it's Ben Yomer also.
Yeah, the minig is not to do it all. Right.
Not
right.
You have to.
Can
yeah. For Moshe, I guess everybody would be masking the latex from a tree.
I don't know. This is a shy about plastic.
Rubbery Simon comes from a tree, right?
Is that what it's talking about?
Latex comes from a tree.
That's what he's talking about?
Fire, it's just as porous as any other rubber.
Chanam. That's what he's talking about. He's just saying that since Mekar Chaitzva, where it came from, is Eitz and Chanam. I know, like, B'derech Klal, by Shailas of Kabbalah's Tumah, for different sugyas, like, there's Shailas of Panim Chadashas, that if they take something and break it down, they make some totally new Chomer, maybe doesn't have the din yet. Yeah, Shailah of paper, some Sefer, that Panim Chadashas. Okay. So I just wanted to mention this Shailah. This is the Shailah of which Chomerim. And we'll see more in the Hemshech in terms of Kli Evin, certain things may not, are not Balea Bechlals. Chuchis could be never needs Hagol if it's never Balea. What about stone countertops, the granite countertops could be also. Haggalah could work, maybe they don't need Haggalah. We'll see the different sheetahs. That's I'm just pointing this out. That's one of the shaylos we have to go into. Okay. The pasuk continues. Kol davar asher yavo be'esh tabir be'esh v'tayim. Now, the pasuk refers to one thing. It goes in esh. So you do the kashering process be'esh. But we looked in the Gemara and we read a whole Amid Gemara Nayin Vav and we know that really there's two processes of hashir kid. There's Haggalah, which is the process of putting it into, you know, something that was cooked in with water, with liquids, so you cook it out, boil it out, you put it into boiling water. It's the process of Hagalah. There's a process of Libun, which is like the Shpudim Achsala'ois, things that were put over a fire directly, something that was Nichnas Aideya Ur, so it goes out Aideya Ur. So which one's the Pasuk talking about? And if the Pasuk's only talking about one, where do we know the other one from? So there seem to be different Shitas in the Rishonim. The Maisa, looking at Targum Yonison over here, Rashi says both. You don't think that's talking about also ish with water?
Yeah.
Both. Yeah. And Rashi himself, Rashi says explicitly, Rashi quotes some kind of Sifri or something, that it's talking about both. Many Rishonim learn it's talking about both. I mean, what does Rashi say? Kalashiv ish to ish. Kederech tashmisho hagolase. Mashdish mishad echamin yigan mechamin. Mashdish mishad echitzli, kanshpun achsa, yabanen ba'ar. Rashi says it's referring to both. There seem to be. Yeah.
Finanban were very good because we have, let's say Daka, the first part is only talking about one sort of Haggala or Libra. And then the next Parsha by Kol, when they're about to shoot from there. So already in the Parsha, you see that Machmas, based on the way it went in.
You see the concept of Kabbalah Kachalta.
Yeah, whatever third Madriga wasn't spoken out, it's gone.
Yeah. So there seem to be other Rishonim who don't learn this. What seems to be the conventional pshat is referring to all different types, like Mara is saying, Kabbal Kachbolta. The Isvahetr, you have to take a look over there in the Isvahetr. And the Isvahetr in Rish Kalman Ches, there's a tzad, at least a tzad, there's a Ravya in Psachim, in Simin Tav Samch Talad, that seem to learn that Eish Kipshuta is Eish Kipshuta. Means only referring to Liban. So, Imkain, if this is only referring to Liban, how do I know anything about Haggalah? So it could be that's based on what the Gemara had a Kabbalah, Kabbalah Kachpolta. Could be Taka Haggalah was not before Rishon the Pasuk, that was only about Libun. We'll soon see the Nafka Mina. And it could be in the Sefer Tilas Kalim, Haggalah's Kalim from Tzikain, so he quotes their Sefer, I don't recognize the name, I don't have in front of me, I don't remember the name, but they claim that maybe possibly up here. Ramban, I look now in the Ramban, I don't see the Ramban, but could be there is also a tzad to learn in the pasuk, and it's referring only to Haggalah, and Liban would have to be learned out from the principle of Kabbalah Kachpolta. Okay, so you have to take a look in the Rishonim, but the conventional pshat seems to be that it's talking about both. Now, klapim advar mamun, the Torah is telling us here, so we had a problem. Maybe go get a scientist. What's being mischadish? Okay, so we have to deal with that. What's being mischadish? But what the concept that's being told here is the concept of kibayle kachpolta and called over kivimashu. When the eish comes out, the eish goes in with water, goes out with water. The emesis is not so pasher because even though we find this lashon of kibayle kachpolta, the lashon of kibayle kachpolta we find where? We find by Haggalah. The Gemara is referring to Haggalah over there. Just like it goes in with the reishim with the water, comes out with the reishim. So it seems that the pu'ula of Haggalah is a pu'ula of haflata. to get out the platus, to be maflit the platus. Now she ain't kin libun. How does libun work? So if you read the psukim here and like the sugya a little bit kipshuta, it almost seems like the same thing. How do you get out those blias that went in with ish? You get them out with ish. But the maisa, if you look in the we're going to see by us the shach and taz by us the shach and sifkatan yud zayin. I think the taz and sifkatan zayin. So they speak out that the pool of libun is not a pool of aflata b'chla. Pool of libun is a pool of srefa. Not that you take out the blias, but rather you burn the kasha. And marshal kli cheres hagol doesn't work because not yesu b'davka, but srefa to do a libun gomer. Oh yes, but. Oh, so that's exactly what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that Dvar Mufur Russian to say the Russian Kvah Kapoto we don't have, and Ad Rabbi the Shachan Taz by us say that the MS it's not a pu'ula of haflata b'chal, it's a pu'ula, it's not a kibbal kach polta, but rather it's a pu'ula of sirefa. Now, you could learn that there's maybe it's like shlok alav dafka. It doesn't mean to be mafla, it just means the way that it got. The way that the ge'ulam went in, the way the tarfas went in, that's how to get it out. Doesn't mean that you're going to take it out. It means really to be sorry if it's a pool of serifa. But that would be like a bar loshin. Yeah, so that could be. And klapi ma'ad dvar ma'murim. So klapi ma'ad dvar ma'murim, so like this. Tafnun aleph sikhtar. So tafnun aleph, what's the loshin over there? Kelim shem mishnam shem bim mehem aideo or. Halach and Tafran Absif Dalit. Going to put the machsalos, Chitzbem. Srichim Libun. What is Libun? Libun who? Actually, in the Tzaytis, Nitaz and Mayhem. Until sparks are flying, we'll see, whatever. Different shrim in Libun. Now, so Moshe has a tshuva in Yerdea Aleph Simon Tzamach. He says that the pashas of this machabir is that anything that you use with Eish, you have to get it out with Libun. Proper Libun means Mamish Libun Gomer is told aside from Mamish sparks are flying. Says Ramosha, the Kipshuta, we're talking about something that even though when you originally used it with the Tarfus, you trafed it up, was without sparks flying, still in order to do the Libun process, you do need sparks flying. So now, L'chayr, we could ask, what happened to Kibbal Kach Polta? This is against the principle of Kibbal Kach Polta. Meaning, by Hagala, L'chayr, we're going to see, and we start, and if everyone starts seeing reading the turn of Beis Yosef, something gets with the Klisheni, get it out of the Klisheni, E-reclusion, get out of the inclusion. Okay, so we're going to have to see. Let's say something was mishtamish without reischin in a klimushin. Could I be kasher without reischin? Okay, so that's what we'll have to see. But certainly we do have this concept of kibbal kach polter. So Moshe points out that this is the pshat, that libal, that libun, is not a pool of haflata, it's a pool of srefa. That's why anything that went in all day eish, and mela hagala won't work, so you have to burn it. But to burn it, you have to burn it. You're not getting it out. You're just burning it b'mkayim. Klapi ma'advar mamurim, the famous shayla of kashering an oven. If someone trafes up an oven because they cook the besari and the chalavi and whatever they have, they want to kasher an oven for Pesach. So when we cook food, it's not it's nitzin inside the oven. So when I go to be kasher the oven, says Rav Moshe, it's not good enough to blast it. So I'll say very simple, kibbay la kach bolta. I cooked on 500, I'll put it up to 500, burn it for an hour, and kibbay la kach bolta. Says Rav Moshe, this is not a sugi of kibbay kach bolta. It's a sugi of srefa. And a sugi of srefa. So you have to go and blow torch the oven, told me tzaytis nitzin. That's what Ramosha says. What? Oh, so self-clean, they tie in the darg of Libun Gomer. And that's meaning we have to dine, is it a darg of Libun Gomer? If you're Ramosha, which is the Kipshuta, they say that even if you're Ramosha and Ramosha was masking, that's Libun Gomer. Now, the Maisa, this is not so Pashut. Minchas Yitzchak and Gimel Samach Vav, Chel Gimel Samach Vav, so he does bring various Lashonis. There are some Rishonim, the Smak, and Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches says that, he's pointing out the Chilik, he says, Liban you could even do on a Ben Yoyman, because there's no Shishim or nothing, because you're just burning it out, Kipshuta. But the Lashon there in the Smak is, the Hapoilet Kol Dover, Venoifa La'aretz. They bring a Chubis Marach Erzeruah, and Simon Mem Gimel, who quotes his father, the Erzeruah. Yeah, if I care. That's his point. Yeah, you could do it on a binyamin, but I'm just saying his lashon there is the lashon that your pilot called over. Lamaisa, the Minchas Yitzchak there, he points to different various lashonis in the Rishonim that have such a lashon. Lamaisa, Ramesh himself, interestingly, points to Mishnah Berurah. None other than the Mishnah Berurah. What does Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah on this sim in Tafnav Sivdal, when he's talking about Libun. So he says that since it's going in with Chayma Eish Bovad, Lefikach Eino Niflat Mehem, Gamkein Alayde Hagala B'mayim Reisvin, Alayde Chayma Eish. No, you have to do Liban to get it out. The Kibbalo Kach Polta. So Moshe says, Lashon HaMishnah Berurah Eino B'dikta. And obviously it just means, like we're saying, that it means that's how you take care of the problem, but it's not a pool of Plata, it's a pool of Sefer, and Mishnah Berurah is Lav B'dafka.
Feed the smack, it's just a temperature gauge. The water can't get that hot. So boil oil, and do Hagala with oil is like libra. Boil
okay,
something that has a temperature of a million. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just a gauge of how hot.
By all Hagala, everyone agrees it. Kabbal Kaf Balta. But the question is by libra, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm saying, but you don't need fire, you need.
Yeah, that would be the other tzad. And this is why some place, Nim Chasich says that there is a tzad to be makel to crash an oven by blasting it on its highest temperature and to use the concept of Kabbal Kaf Balta. Even though Ramesha seems to be very strong about this chumra, Lamaisa, there is a big makom to be makel to crash your ovens with this pool, even if you're not really don't want to be some kind of Ramesha, to use some kind of Kabbal Kaf Balta just because Lamaisa very difficult to understand. I take that back. There's definitely makom ladun that ovens don't become taruf kol kach. Why? Because in ovens, we're not talking about, they don't become tarifin. Even if you use basa b'chol oven, chazer, and a treif oven, and chamistak oven, it's all shayles of betzim, recha, and zeya. And it's a big tzad that our ovens are too big to have recha, and they have exhaust fans, they don't have recha. And zeya ba'ochen is b'chal shayles. Ramesh has another chuvin, yerdeya aleph. But Ramesh has another chuvin, aleph no tes, which is mitzarif tefin tzirufim. How much reitiv? Do you have chayim elyun? If you have an open fire in the top of the oven, it could be there's no zeya. Kitzer, what I'm saying is that, you know, kipshuto, if you look in the place in Shulchan Aruch, there's an issue of reichen ovens. You don't really find an issue of zeyan ovens. It's something that Stima Sadram is mashma that in their ovens at least there was no zeyan. Ramesh himself is makel maisa in most ovens with their various things. So you have to know that it could be, and this is what they say, Shlomo Zalman said, that because kashing in ovens, takashay, the Kabbalah Kapalta was saying it's takashver. So Shlomo Zalman is that they bring Bishmai, that but lemaisa the kasher oven is nishkim. There are many shita, many places can hold that you can use an oven for basa b'chalav one after another. Some say wait 24 hours. Some say burn it out a little bit. Whatever it is, I'm just saying al talach lemaisa by ovens. There's it's a whole different shaila because it's not clear how it became treif. What? There's a minig not to kasher kelim from milch to fleshigs. The question is, does that apply to an oven? The question is, if you burn it out in between.
You never made a milch to fleshigs.
Could be was never a mi'ikr had in milch to fleshigs. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's. I'm just. As b'maimon amuzgar. That's the. This is where the raid starts. It starts from Arsugya. Halacha mice. It's totally different shayos of Recha and Zeya, which are much more cow bigger shayos. And I think at least b'di'evid b'derech klal you really can't ask for anything with Recha and Zeya. B'derech klal in oven, you're not going to ask for anything b'di'evid. I'm not. I don't want to say what. Self-clean, they tie it. Yeah, self-clean is better than the highest because they tie it. Gets the daragas of mamish liban gum. And they say for all of Yeshurin, when he quotes from Moshe's Pesach, he says you cannot kasher ovens except with a blowtorch, but with self-clean you could. In that tshuva of Ramosha, is this the one I have here? Is not the one I have here? In that tshuva of Ramosha is also the makar. Stam in Hebshech Hachur, he's talking about a different factory kashering pots with certain amounts of steam. There, I think, is also the Pesach for kashering with microwaves. Because let's talk about microwaves just for a second. How do you kasher a microwave? So the blias and the if we assume a microwave becomes trafed up, it's going to be through Zeya. So Zeya is already Derech Bishel. It's really a liquid type of hakshara, and Ramosha there actually in the end of that same tshuva says, oh, but if there's a lot of zeya, he's not talking about microwaves, he's talking about something else. Because zeya that could be, and that's also what the Sefer Al Yeshurin says, that many places can agree that you could be makshar microwave, because that would not fall under al yedei esh, but rather that would be a hagala type of process, a hafshata type of process, and melech kabbalah kach
bolta.
If there's bishul in microwave, yes.
Okay.
There's no ish, right? We're going to see the mice. You know, some place can say that the water for Hagala, it can't be Chamei Tveri. We can't use Chamei Tveri because it's not Bishul Bachama. Water that's heated up Bishul Bachama, you can't use for Hagala. So the Shaila, some place can say you shouldn't use water heated up in the microwave either because it's not ish. It's some kind of. It's like Chamei, possibly Chamei Tveri. It's like maybe like from the Shemesh. For the microwave alone, it's okay because Kabbalah Kachvolta. Your question is for other ones. Okay. Okay. So that's the two things we see in the Pasuk, which is the Shail of which Chomarim, Achas Azov, and Kolav Shariyav Beish, Tavir Beish. That's the Shail of Kabbalah Kachvolta, the Chiluk between Hagala and Libun. Okay. Now, that's two things we find in the pasuk, and just what most of us saw this week was the sugya with the Rishonim. Dafayin Vav and Avodah Zarah, the sugya, the Iker sugya with Galskan. So here we find two more Yesedis, two more of the big Yesedis that really are Nizbarer Mitoich, these first five Sifim in Sifim Kuf Kaf Av. The first is that the Gemara Kayidua has a problem that, like we said, something goes in like day or fire has come out with fire, Shkudim Achsalos, and whereas a stira between two Mishnayos, and the Gemara goes through various terutzim, and the maskana of the Gemara is a chilek between whether it was Hetera Bala or Isura Bala. When do we say that something goes in with fire has come out with fire? That's if Chazer goes in with fire, then the Chazer's got to come out with fire. But let's say something went in Beheter, Hetera Bala went in Beheter, and then while it was in there it became Isser. What's that case? The Gemara's case is Noisa. Noisa went in Heter, it was Shlomim, it was Chatos, it was Sar Kachim Heter. Then once the time ran out for the Achilas HaKarbon, comes Noisa. So it was Heter or Bola, went in Heter, and it became Noisa inside. The Gemara makes a chilek. The Gemara says, when you're coming to Kash or something, it was Heter or Bola, it's even, it went in with fire, you can take it out with Hagola. And it's very interesting, you read Gemara with Rashi, there's like Muvan, but that is it's Tzarchi and Gadol, because once it becomes Isser, so what's the heter b'chol? So there's yukim from various rishonim. There's a ran. I think the Ritva by us says al derech zu. The ran in Pesachim over there in the second parak of Pesachim in the daf yirif daf chesam aleph in the masva avol. So there it's very clear. And basically, speak out the following that we already pointed out that the whole like concept of blias is a chiddush of time. It's not mamish chazer bein. The Torah is mechadish. We pass in time kikur deraisa. So time kikur deraisa means that the time inside hagam that is time, but it's deraisa. Now, if something that goes in with ish, and then I do hagala, nothing's gonna come out. Rather not, says the Ram. You know, I don't know. I don't want to put in the numbers, but like for mushals, for argument's sake, let's say you know, 10 units went in. Ayide Eish, because Eish gets things in very deeply into the Kli. And I do Hagolah. So for argument's sake, I don't know about much, but the Rishonim say really. So that means when you do Hagolah, 8 units, or maybe even 9 units of that time are yes going to come out. The problem is, certain amount of time that went in, that 10th unit, is so deep in the Kli that you're not going to get out. So what are we asking? We're asking very nice. You did Hagolah, you got rid of the 8 or 9 units. And now when Noisar kicks in, click. You have Noisar, and that 10th unit is now Isser Gomer, and you have to take it out with Ish. So say the Rishonim. Yeah.
It'll be a problem when you lose it with Ish. I mean, if you attack it from now on, we have no cash. If you attack only going to lose it with water.
Yeah, unless could be not, could be a question. Could be it's not a vada. No, could be it's not a vada though. Could be it's not a vada. Could be there's a tzad that'll come out. Yeah, here. So there's a could be there's a tzad. Right. Okay, so like this. So what the Hasbro is that Lamaisa, this chiddush of Tam, and the whole concept of Tam, this is a concept which you know is discussed at length throughout the Sugis Baschal and Terevis, that Tam has to be, you know, we're speaking now about Tam, and when it gets in a binyam, it's Tam Pagum. But even Tam, what about there's different dargas of Tam. You know, there's Tam, which is Tam the Shvach, which is Tam Murgush. That's him, you don't really need Shishim. Yeah, like we know in the Sugis of Tam Kikr, Me'ikra, then a Kvela should be enough. If you taste it, you don't taste it. There's no Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr means you taste it, but if you don't taste it, so even if it's Batal Chad Be'eser, but if you don't taste it, you don't taste it. So let's say you taste it in a very faint way. So this is Yadua, there's a whole raid with the Taz and Tzadik Taz about a Tam Kolosh. Let's say you don't taste it, you taste up as a faint impression of that taste to some darga. So it's hard to know exactly how it applies to myself. That's not what I want to get into right now. But what I do want to say is that here, so this is what the Rishonim are saying. So let in a chanam you have epis, one unit of the tam that's left over after Agala. So if it was already Isser when it went in, so all 10 units went in Isser. So if you got out 9, what's left? One unit of Isser. So you got to get it out because it's Isser already. But the chiddush of tam keikir that Isser's chal on tam was only said when it's chal on a chashiv tam. But if you hagala, you get out heter, and what's only left is one unit, that last unit when it's still heter, and now it becomes noisar. Now Isser wants to be chal on that unit. Isser can't be chal on that unit because that unit doesn't have chashivas of tam, doesn't have the chashivas of tam keikir in order for an Isser to be chal on it. Meaning, if it was already Isser, so you got to get it out. It has a shame Isser on it. But if it went in Beheter, and now the Torah wants to come be Mechal Isurim on Tam, the Torah says, on a one unit left of this Tifa Tam, this very, very Kolosh Dikka leftover Tam from the Eish, that doesn't have a Chashivus that the Isser Macholos Asurish can be chal on that Tam, and it's Mutter. I assume it's both.
We don't care when the Agala is, correct?
Yes, it does. It has to be before the Isra's Chal.
The way you made it sound now is that if you did Agala
one second.
After
that, is that true?
No, it's not true. It's not true.
It was for sure much better after.
Agala after Noisar is also a problem.
No,
the way you made it sound now.
It's not true.
The word is the Shas Bliya.
What's left is still has no Eichas.
Yeah, the word is that once it's Nivla, it already has the Chiddush of Tam.
Right. I mean, but if it's Nivla Beheter.
Right. Say that.
But I think I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
No,
I'm wrong.
After
wrong.
No,
I'm wrong.
Sorry. Still,
wrong.
Still, still.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, hold on.
Hold on. So they tie in that even if we don't go after, Mafreya was never chal on that which is going to be. After.
Okay. Either you say on Mafreya, or you say even when it's chal on Tam, it's only chal on the chashev of Tam Shemay.
Right.
And there you don't say the nitzbal. The nitzbal is only when you have the be'ed. Okay. That's the thing. I'm not sure if it's an amount issue or if it's really an eches issue. I don't know how these things work. I don't know if Chazal.
And it became nicer. Even though now it has a shev iser, it's still a shvacha iser because it's only a.
No, what I'm saying is it could be the iser. Okay, I hear it's embrayer, but it could be the eches, meaning. But, you know, it could be that every time that goes into a kli has a certain koyach, and like the main on the main koyach of the time, noisers chal. But the main koyach of the time is going to get taken out al deagala, and on that like tosefes koyach, the shirayim of the koyach, which I was calling it in terms of units, lasabras oizim. I'm not sure if it's a mount; it could be just echos of the time, probably a little bit of both. Okay, whatever it is. They say Russian is in the Russian no chashivas. Right, Rover Blees or Yotze.
Well,
Ashman, you did a gala before became nice. Then there's no issue between a Sarabala and a Terabala, depending when you did the Ashmanisha.
Do you have a Raya that it works after a Hagala? He's saying it doesn't work.
It does.
Or the Rad. No, the Rad was Mashman that it doesn't work. I think the Rad was Mashman that it works.
I assume that it works.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The Rishonim and the first Gemara is come out first. The Gemara is not talking where you chapter nine before anything.
Of course
says,
not. After Nisar, Rashi says because it was never
first,
in Iser Be'en.
So you have to say that the Iser is not going to be chal on that Tosefes Tam. Because it wasn't never Be'en. Because B'shas Maisa when it was inside, once it gets in the Kli, that tenth unit we're calling, which might be a tenth unit in Kamos and Echos, I'm not sure, but that.
The tenth unit is still connected to the rest of
them. That's what I'm saying. Maybe not. It's not. It's deeper in. That time, which is tif tiferayim, which is barely ever going to come out, and once the main time is gone, it's going to be some leftover. Taka Isser is not chal on that thing. Fine. I hear, but that's an important point. I mean, Maisa Hatera Bala. Okay, we're going to see what's negeh to us. This Mishael is not negeh. What's negeh to Chazal was noise. Okay, but which slide is
the
Hemshchik Gemara is the first.
I think the Hemshchik Gemara is the first. Anyways, at some point, it should be chal on that thing.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna have to check that.
Partial.
Right, on the Shvachat. Okay, so let's move on. We're gonna check that. Pashas is Mefurish, Kamat Mefurish in the Gemara, and I think the Ran is Taka Mefurish, that the Hagala will work even after it's Chal. And we're saying that the Isser is not Chal on the Tam inside of a Kli, which is Taka what we're calling the Shvachat Tam. The Shvachat Tam in a Kli that goes in, that's left over after Hagala. From the Ish, that Shvachat Tam, the Isser is not Chal on such a Tam. Fine. That's one Yisoid of the Chilik of Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. And the final Yisoid that we see in Arasugya is the big Machlokas Rishonim and Taisus by us, and I involve, is the Shaila of Eina Ben Yoma. Because before in the Gemara, the wheat Paskin, Tam Lefkam is Mutter. So really, every Kli, the whole Parsha of Agala we're talking about, once it's Eina Ben Yoma, once the Tam is a day old, Mekar Adin Midaraisa, there's no more Isser. And it's Tam Heter because it's Tam Pagum. And the whole reason we have to go on our Kalim is because we ain't been able to be near. That means the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Beis Allah from Reshe has a big Shaila. When we took the Kalim from Midian, why do we have to do Hagala? What's the whole parasha talking about? Just wait. We ain't been near. Ubi Yoser says the Radvaz. Stam Kalim ain't been near. So when we captured the Kalim, they were ain't been near already in the stomach because we have a claw that Stam Kalim ain't been near. So there's various Terutzim. I'll leave that open for now. So it's Machalik Sushainim, how to learn the words, how to teach Bas Yoma. Ben Yoma, Bas Yoma. What does it mean Ben Yoma? Maybe Bacharif, say that. So what does it mean Ben Yoma? Does Ben Yoma mean Ben Yoma of that day, Ben Hayoim, but once you get to night, and like the Rishonim prove it has to over the whole Laila, it's already called Tam Pagam, you don't need Me'es Leis, or Ben Yoma, Yoim, Chutuk Mashmo, 24 hours, Me'es Leis, Nechliku, Bazeh, Rishonim. My else Rashi and Taisa say it's Yoim mean that day, but once you get to the night is Moigim. once it's over the whole Laila. And the Rian Taisvis and the Rush and the Tor Paskins, and that's how we pass in the Iker Adin, the Sivaheter, Khan Ches, that we need, we require Meis La'is, like Mechaber Paskins and Kuf Gimel, Kuf Chav Beis. Now, the Maisa, the Trama, oh, so the Raman Teres Chata is very important, right? So the Raman Teres Chata says that Kalam Tes of Gimel that we pass in, you need Meis La'is, but it's Mavur over there like this. This is what the Achrenim take out from the Teres Chata, the Chach Sadam Kalam and Hayden Hay. Let's say I have a Kli that is Vade over Halayla, and it's a Safi gives Meis La'is. So some Achrenim say a Sprach, Svek Sveka. Because it's a Safik if you had Meis La'is. And even if you have Meis La'is, you have Vade had Lidus Laila, so Svek Sveka it's Mutar. So other Achrenim are bothered that this is not a proper Svek Sveka because it's Shem Echad. Because ultimately it's just one Safik, is it a Ben Yemer now? So without getting into the Pratim of Kli Svek Sveka Mar, we'll leave that for now. In the 15 minutes we have left. So the Mishmer Shalom, which is the Das Torah in Tzadikei, in the Sefer Mishmer Shalom Yudei, Tzadikei, Sivkat and Vav, so he just says that Inchanami, it's not a proper Svek Sveka. It could be, it's totally different sheet, maybe some Achorinim learn it is a proper Svek Sveka. So okay, even if it's not a proper Svek Sveka, that's not the point. The point is that it's not a sheet of Dechuyah Lagami. The sheet of Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam is not a sheet of Dechuyah. So even if you don't have a proper Svek Sveka, but you have another Tzir if they're calling it, you have to know how to Tziruf and jive with Svek Sveka. So okay, that's what they're saying. That with another Tziruf, another Suffolk, another added reason, Lahakal, you use Rashi and Tosfos as a Tziruf and a Siba Lahakal. What? Yeah, it's used as a Tziruf. Yeah, and the Chacham Sadam says it's not. Yeah, he says it's used with another Tziruf. Yeah. But all over it's used as a Tziruf. So now. Okay, so these are the klal. So we've discussed the shaila of the yisoid, the klal of which chomer, you know, the shaila of plastic. We have the shaila of liban versus agala. We have the shaila of hetera bala and yisura bala. And finally, the shaila of ena ben yomei and ben yomei. So just to bring this all down a little bit to planet Earth, let's just speak about one shaila. A shaila that is, I think, happens not so uncommonly. I've seen the shaila happen myself. And the question is, and there's a shiloh which Betzim is makif, I think, basically all the major yisaitis of Agam. Shiloh is like this. Woman has a frying pan. Now, a standard frying pan, I think today to get a frying pan that's not Teflon coated, and to be a good frying pan, it's very expensive. They have like, you know, very hush of steel, whatever. The standard frying pan is coated with Teflon. Teflon is some kind of a plastic. Some kind of rubber plastic. Okay. So the lady has a frying pan. A flay sugar frying pan. Or milk and frying pan, whichever you want to go. Let's just go flay sugar, yeah? So you have flay sugar frying pan. And she cooks. So what is a bishul tzli? Okay, so that's a good shiloh. So frying pans are a shiloh. Machlok is a shenim. If the standard cooking in a frying pan with a little bit of oil, fine. Machlok is a shenim. So fine. Let's point that out now, just to, so we can get through the shiloh. Is a frying pan? We discussed idei esh. We discussed idei liquids, which is agola. So what's a frying pan? Machlok is a shenim. Rashi and Rashba. We're going to see barichin tzivdala. That's what tzivdala was brought up. The shiloh of Rashi and Rashba. So meikar adin. With tzirufim we're makel, but meikar adin we're machmir that even though you use a little bit of oil for their klal in frying, that little bit of oil is not enough, and we're machmir that's called tzli, and that requires libum. The place can point out that like Teflon, very often they have non-stick pans, you don't need any oil, then it could be koladeus, it's no shayla, it's pashut, it's aydeish, and kshuta would need libum. So if you would cook chazer in a Teflon frying pan, let's just assume that you'd have to do libum. Now you can't do libum on a Teflon frying pan because Teflon is plastic, and if you try to do libum, you're going to have some smoke and no more Teflon. Okay, so Shai is like this. So she goes and she has her bisari Teflon frying pan, and she does some kind of frying of bisari. Then, let's call it the next day, she does the same thing with chalavi. She cooks a cheese omelet. Okay, gvin is not perlet, whatever. She cooks something chalavi, chalav, she pours in a little chalav, in her omelet, or pancakes, whatever it is, and she cooks the next day. She calls up the rabbi, oh, very good. So she calls up the rabbi and she says, Rabbi, what's with the frying pan? So you know, basar chalav is certainly with the raisa, and if you have basar chalav, then you have to do libun, because we're machmir, so you gotta chuck the pan. So what do we have to determine over here? So we have to determine like this. Now, when she, in between the basar and the chalav, what do you mean? She used it for basar, and the next day she used it for chalav. What's the problem? The shayla is clear, yeah? Oh, so the first shayla have to be, did she use them mitaych me'es la'es or not? Now, if she clearly did not use them within me'es la'es, meaning she cooked chalav, or basar, then she waited a complete 24 hours to cool the almond, then she cooked basar, So what happened? What is this called? Heter bala or sura bala? So the emes is, since after 24 hours, the basar that went in there is pogum. So the chalav is now meeting up with what? With basar, but not with good basar, with basar pogum. So does that make basar b'chalav? No, it does not. This kli now has in it a problem. You can't use this kli for basar or for chalav. Could use it for shar dvarim, a shayla, we'll get into. But mamaisa, it's a heter bala. All you have is in there is a heter of milk and heter of meat, because pogum milk can't ask your good meat, and pogum meat can't ask your good milk. So batzim, it should be a heter bala. The emes is, lamaisa you have inside your kli basar and chalav. So there is a, in kufyud, so the post can point out like this. In kufyud, kivega and the chasam sefer point out, in the gillion over there, that if you have a chalavi pan and you want to turn it into bisari turn into chalavi, you didn't trafe anything up, you want to kasher it. So certainly there, basar is a heter bala. So hagal is enough. We have a minhag that we don't do this with derech chalav. We don't turn pans, we don't flip over pots and pans back and forth. That's a minhag. But there's various I found where we're talking mekel. But copy the etzim ikra din. If you want to turn a frying pan, I can't do liban on my Teflon frying pan. And we pass in it needs liban. But since it's a teira bala, hagala would be enough. And if you had some whatever tzarech or heter, you'd be able to hagala and turn it from bisari to chalavi, chalavi to bisari. So here, where you trafed it up, but you really just trafed it up al tpagum, really to ina binyama to binyama. So really it's a teira bala. So lamaisa over there, there's a chasam seif. He says that lamaisa, seif kol seif, you have inside the kli basar and chalav. Seems a little worse than a regular teira bala. Not exactly sure why, I ain't shum. Lamaisa, there's a graz and tufman beizma first. This is called a teira bala. Just do hagala and it's fine. But 1 second, says chasam seif, I'm not sure, you know, do hagala gimel pamim. We'll see, there's a concept of hagala gimel pamim that, you know, just l'raf chad milsi says do hagala gimel pamim, just to be sure. But kipshuto, you don't need hagala gimel pamim. Kipshuto, she messed up, she says, but she waited 24 hours, it's a big shayla. So if it was an hour later, let's just say for a second, she's got to throw the pan out. I cost her $100, there's no way to kasha this thing. It goes in the garbage. But if she waited 24 hours, it's a teira bala, and maybe she do hagala, and it's fine, go back to using it for your fish. Good, okay? Oh, so now, yeah, very good. So it's plastic, amaisa. So, okay, we're talking about a significant type of hefsid, and we're talking about an obviously going to be an ibn yaymai. So, you have to know what would Ramosha say, but there's yesha malis, on the place that we mentioned, that at least for hagala, and hagala you could do on these things, they don't fall to pieces. To do hagala would be, and chanabi would be that shayla.
Meaning, if it went into Hagala...
It was not binyam. No, not binyam. I'm saying right now,
it
started
in... We wouldn't be bothered by the plastic. It's Neman of Shach. If it is quite little, it'll be Matt.
No, it could be like it's Cheres. There's a Tzadr. I think Ramosh is Cheshire.
Yeah.
Like Cheres. Oh, so 1 second. So now, the question is to be... So now, let's say she says, yeah, it was overnight. Usually these mistakes happen the next night. It was overnight. But it was zikr not 24 hours. If it's within 24 hours, because it's tam heter, it's heter of chalav and heter of basar. You have basar and chalav inside your
Where
pot
you
now.
Have basar chalav
the bli has come out of the pot inside your pot, and goes back in.
I mean, that's right. Because yeah. First it was basar and chalav created the etzem.
There's a shayla about making chanan inside. A shayla about what goes on inside a kli. But certainly here, the blias are going to come out into your food. Your basar is going
to
come out, mix with your chalav in your
it's
pot and your pancakes,
first,
and then it's going
to
go back in. No.
Even if it is 5 minutes later already,
what?
You will also have basar chalav
of everything.
Do a chisha with the milk.
Then the question would be the other way, though. What about the chalav going in and making basar chalav inside the kli? So that's a shayla. Is basar chalav that's talking chanan inside the kli, yeah? The Ramban.
Yeah.
If you have shisha inside the kli. You're not going to have shisha inside, because if you fried...
One time.
Okay, if you fry in a significant amount, usually you fill up the frying pan. Okay, so you're not going to have shishim. If you have shishim, it's would it make bas chalav inside the kli?
Shishim
times the bli of bas.
Okay, 1 second.
We're going to leave that. 1 second. Let's try to get through the shayla. Okay. Assuming you don't have shishim, and if you don't have shishim, and it's tzarech mis l'eis, you have bas chalav d'oraisa. Because the time comes out, makes basar chalav in the kli as it's cooking, and then goes right back in and you have basar chalav. That's a very simple life without shishim. What? Okay.
We're masking that if the basar chalav would be made in
chanan b'kelim. I'm not sure.
We're masking that if the basar chalav.
Nothing.
Saying
if there'd be shishim, what would be if there's shishim?
You have to say the lumps that it comes out in
aser. Exactly.
Could it aser in the kli? So that's maybe
calling
an
amban. That's a terabola still. A
not a terabola. Because once it goes in and then two timeim shel shvach meat, it makes basar chalav.
In the kli?
Yeah.
But milk goes in the meat. And then the isser was never be'en. The pshat of Rashi still blibes. I never had a isser be'en before it became balua. The chefetz of basar chalav is only balua, lo rein.
Mechanam.
That's why I asked that. I don't know.
No, I'm saying so without Shishim, there's nothing to talk
about. Fine, okay. That's why I asked. If
said why would it not? Sorry, we'll come back. Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah, yeah, we ran into this one. You hear what he's saying? What?
It doesn't matter. Point to an answer.
Yeah, so the question is, it could be like this, because it comes out, makes chana, and goes back in. But b'chi agavna, if you have shishim in the kli, so then it could be he's right, that that's called tear ball, and a goal would be enough. There's a shayla about this. Yeah, there's a graz, I think that's mashma, like you're saying. You have a fleishig, you have a ben yomo of fleishigs, yeah? Then I go cook milk, but the fleishigs I cooked one kezias. Then I go fry the chalav shishim. So what happens? It comes out.
You never bottle. Made basa b'chalav.
Doesn't make basa b'chalav.
You have
going
good.
In. Yeah, so what's going in? A terrorism? Seder. Can I do hagala? It's a frying pan. This is the shayla. You're making a valid point. I'm talking now, but if in derech klal, if it's a binyan, you're not going to have shishim, and it's going to come out and go back in. Even though it could be they had a way out of that also. Remember that graz?
What happens first?
What?
Okay.
Okay. One second. If you have shishim, this is the shayla. I had to learn that in Chanami. This is the question. But okay, let's talk a pasha case, regular case. We're talking about regular, the standard case. Not getting too complicated. The regular, she cooked a pan of pepper steak and she cooked a pan of pancakes. There's no shishim whatsoever. We're assuming kipshuta comes out, makes shishim, goes back in. You got a problem. Bas b'chalav. Now she says, if it's vada lina slayla, but vada not nes leis. Okay. So the question is, are we going to be samech and we're starting to have segi ruba to throw out against chashem a pan? Could you be samech on lina slaylo? So do
okay,
we have it?
Can't do liban.
It's Teflon. It's going to destroy it.
Does anyone say that plastics not go away?
Maybe that's a tzirif. Maybe there's a tzad like that. We don't know. Rav Moshe says we have a question here. So maybe that's a tzad. Maybe that's a tzad. It would be hard. I've discussed this shayla. I discussed this with different people. There definitely were a bunch who said no. Lina slayla is not enough. That other tzirufim, you have a vaday basa b'chalav. Throw it out. No hatter. After me is late, it's going to be a shayla in a binyamin to binyamin. So,
what do you do yourself back. Clean oven. And then if it comes out fine, you're fine.
Okay, we're assuming it doesn't. They don't. They don't. It's Teflon. It's plastic. It's rubber. That's what they tell you. Okay, I don't know. Okay. So let's say. Okay, but now let's say. She's like, I cooked yesterday in the morning. I cooked this morning. She's going to soup it if it's me is late. So again, one second. We're talking about a frying pan. A frying pan is machlokes rishayna. We're machmir, rash ben rush. Whether it needs liban hargala, whether it's called al yedei. So it's tirufim. So you have to know. L'chayr b'chi agav neshat throwing out the pan. She has the svek svek of ena ben yomer. That's mama. She have l'chayr. Once she has misubik if it's meisleis, then she could say. That it's in a binyamin, so that alone should be enough for their ball. The question is, let's say it was just Lina Slayla plus the Machlokes Rash Barash, whether a Machvas has din of binyamin and binyamin. So, I'll leave that for the Rabbanim to be Machria Kol Talib Be'ei Samira. So we covered, the Shayla of in a binyamin. We covered the Shayla of Terbal and Asura Bala, Shayla of Teflon. And do we have anything else to add? And then the question, right? Kabbalah Kachpolta, what the Seder Hechsher for such a kli would be. Okay, so if it's Vaday Me'is La'is, then Lachar, it's for sure okay. If it's Vaday not Me'is La'is, the question can be Mitzar Flina Slayla to the Tzad that a Machvas only needs Hagolo. In that Sefer, he brings that some Rishonim learn that he has a Ra'ah that another Tzad, that I De'esh, only if the Esh is from the inside, or a frying pan, it's from the outside, and even if there's no liquid. Okay, the other Rishonim out there, Lachar, that would be a Beinoni case, but if she's Mesopic, if it's Me'is La'is, and the Chayyar Zecher, we'd have a lot to be Samechan, certainly with Tziruf, the Shaila of Ina Binyamin being a terrible, plus the fact that a Machbas itself is Mechlik Sushin.
Meaning, you said the Ashen, now you have